English and Spanish are the two most common national languages in the world, but only a small fraction of the people in those nations can speak both. That's also true here in Northern California, where Leonela Santiago is out to reduce that number.
I lived in Spain for a couple of years, and I worked for a company that taught English nationally. They also used a different method of teaching, so it opened my eyes to being able to learn languages in a different way, not just in your traditional lecture-style teaching or Rosetta Stone and those types of at-home programs. And then I took some of the concepts and adapted them to my own method. I created my own curriculum and my own homework materials that I thought really honed in on what the students need.
With her father, a native Spanish speaker from Puerto Rico, Leonela founded the Lingua Franca Academy in Santa Rosa in 2010 to put her language teaching ideas into practice. She quickly found a market for her two-way linguistic curriculum.
Most of our students are professionals. A lot of them work either for the county or in mental health or medical fields. Majority are native English learning Spanish because they have a lot of Spanish-speaking clientele that they work with. But we do have also some professionals who are native Spanish speakers learning English.
David Millar, a West County realtor, has been studying Spanish at Lingua Franca for the past 9 months. It's something he wanted to do for a combination of reasons.
I've always wanted to learn Spanish, and another reason is professionally. There's 30, maybe even 40% of our population in Sonoma County is Spanish-speaking. So on a personal level, I wanted to be able to communicate with Spanish-speaking people as well as for business. They're a large consumer base.
The classes are small, no more than 6 students in a group, and they're structured into 16-week sessions that Santiago likens to a short-term language immersion experience.
Because it's immersion style, you are picking it up faster. For example, we'll introduce a past tense. They'll learn it. They will put it into practice right away. What we're trying to do is have them learn it in an intuitive way so that they don't have to look at their notes and say, okay, this is exactly what I learned. They're learning it, and then they're putting it into practice the way you would learn a native language.
While the classroom time emphasizes speaking the language, homework assignments focus on hearing and understanding it.
The homework I developed is really to train your ear to distinguish where one word ends and the next word begins. If you can understand what's being said, really truly understand it, then the speaking will follow. So the homework is training your ear by listening to these sentences that you're writing down. So it's like dictation. And then in class, we correct them. From day one, even the very beginner class, they have a native speaker on a CD. They are listening to the sentences, trying to write down each word that they hear.
Most students come to the academy with some rudimentary knowledge of the language they want to learn, often a long-ago high school class, but absolute beginners are welcome too. Santiago says it typically takes up to 4 years of study and practice to attain fluency, but with intensive one-on-one instruction, something they also offer, a level of functional proficiency can be acquired in as little as 6 months. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.